This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I could joke and say that an actual J.R.R. Tolkien troll creature was sighted in Columbus, Ohio, but it's actually a Democratic Party voter, totally dumbed down, no future, had their hours cut by Obamacare, works at Burger King. She's in a Burger King uniform, probably a manager, and she just sees pro-lifers and starts assaulting them, hitting them, kicking over their signs, screaming that they're racist and don't like women because they're at an abortuary that mainly, in that particular city, they've got statistics, wax blacks. So, again, if you don't want to whack a black, it's racist to use the word black. You're supposed to use whatever new term they have in the media, not just a human being. But there you go. Let's play unedited, except for the beeping. You can see the one with all the cuss words up on Infowars.com, unedited. The horror when a bottom-dwelling, culture-of-death-promoting troll, a chud, didn't they make a movie about that? Came out of the sewer system. Here it is.
That is not what a penis looks like, okay? It doesn't look like cells at 12 weeks. It does not look like that. It's a clump of mother cells. No hands are shown for that time.
By the way, that's not true. Put it on screen. It has a brain and all its fingers at that time.
I get that camera out of my face. Either.
I'm calling the police.
Imagine they have the feminists now are having babies without men, crossing two women. Gotta cross her and Janet Reno.
We are calling the police, ma'am.
You are white male privileged assholes.
I'm calling the police right now.
What you are is a racist mother as well. How dare you do this kind of asshole?
That's the kind of woman at the gym tells you not to talk. It's all about how she's in charge.
Go ahead. Go
she's not happy.
Go ahead. You f***ing...
I just love real feminine women. Oh, magical.
That is all
and
you
powerful.
You don't give it
this woman is not powerful, ladies.
Right. All you are just a bunch of assholes.
Are you calling the police?
Back off, man.
Are you calling the police?
Back off.
She's actually a total back victim off. Of television and brainwashing.
You don't know what you're about here.
All you are just a bunch of misogynist motherfuckers. Take your male privilege somewhere else. No uterus, no right to talk about it. Understand me, motherfucker?
I'm listening to you.
No, I don't get
it. Freddie has no right.
Get the out of my face now. Your signs deserve to get up.
Oh, the cops. Who did the cops go after her? I mean, she's actually a total victim. I feel sorry for her.
Go ahead.
Take me. Your male power. It's globalist super males that engineered this whole deal to take down everybody else, you idiot. Men and women are together under attack. But it's okay. She'll say, I'm stopping the racist. The cop will probably come hang the guy by his feet or something. I'm being sarcastic. Oh, my gosh. It is just so frightening to see creatures like that out there. And I'm not attacking her because of the way she looks. Mexican train derails, sending 1,300 migrants headed towards the U.S. Stranding. Oh, my gosh. One of the trains from Guatemala derailed. And I'm sure that's the fault of Don Johnson. In fact, I bet Robert Rodriguez will make a movie where Don Johnson is not shooting pregnant Hispanic women, and it's really the cartels doing it. No, Mexico's failed because of white people. They'll have Don Johnson, like Wally Coyote, with the detonator plunging it, and it blows up. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Seriously, let's hope all these poor folks are okay. but the trains has derailed. Please print me that article. We're going to have to talk about that. The trains are arriving each hour in Texas and California, and the feds are there with the buses to bring them into your town. You're going to pay for it, racist.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want to go over these headlines, and then I'm going to open the phones up for callers. First-time callers on today's broadcast, a toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Again, here are some of the headlines, some of the top stories, and I'll get into the other stacks I haven't covered yet. Gun confiscation begins in New York. That's on Infowars.com. Door-to-door gun confiscation. Defense Secretary Hagel says ISIS imminent threat. Every stabilized country on earth, Pentagon currently deciding how to respond to the new Islamic State that they created. Doesn't mean they even run them. They armed them and set them loose. High-level NSA official. The NSA has become J. Edgar Hoover on super steroids, spying on everything. Blackmailing politicians, generals, judges, lawyers, and citizens. That's what it's now all about. You want to live in a third world country? You do officially. Shock reports, 70 million people would be starving in the streets without government welfare programs. That's again the false flag weapon, and they want even more. The fundamental numbers, by all the propaganda, tell a starkly different story. I want to get to that and the new study that is out breaking that down. Washington's arrogance will destroy its empire. Washington reeks of the stench of evil. Paul Craig Roberts' article. That's the father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury. Chinese purchases of U.S. real estate jump 70% as the Bank of China facilitates money laundering. American citizens already have a hard enough time affording a home. UK members of parliament horrified by the government overriding Magna Carta by raiding private bank accounts without due process. What happened in Cyprus is now beginning there. Germany blesses bail-in deposit confiscation plan for failing EU banks. We told you Cyprus was the test. It's now starting in Germany and England. Total mega level red alert, zero hedge up on Infowars.com. Video, crazed abortion advocate attacks peaceful pro-lifers. I didn't know they were going to come out with Lord of the Rings, Hobbit Part 3, the new Smaug movie early, but they have. And this woman is directly out of that movie. The video, unedited, is on Infowars.com. Japan battered as tropical storm makes landfall. Three dead as wreck typhoon hits the island. May affect Fukushima. That is just some of the news. And in this report, out of broadcast cable, journalists accuse White House of politically driven suppression of news. Point to public information office controls of interviews. Access being controlled at a level never seen in modern history. Iraq tells UN terrorist group seize nuclear materials. But it's ISIS, so the UN says everything's okay. British politicians are in a secret deal to allow mass surveillance of the public. See, now that all the illegal spying's come out, they're doing secret laws to legalize it. That's what criminals do. To keep yourself, to keep you safe from ISIS, of course, that they publicly fund. California proposes $500 a day fine for overwatering lawns. Launch tattletales scams. The video's up on Infowars.com. Alex Jones asks, is Michelle Obama a man? And I'm actually just reporting on what Joan Rivers said and looking at the fact that she's built like a linebacker and, you know, if she was an Olympic athlete, they would order a blood test. I mean, that's basically what I'm saying, and it's up on Infowars.com. So that's just some of the Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com articles. Let's move right along to some of the news we haven't gotten to yet. Breaking in just the last few minutes. Mexican train derails, stranding 1,300 migrants headed towards the U.S. The train is loaded in Guatemala, and normally the government allows no one in who's illegal, or you get 6 months to a year hard labor in prison. But they allow you to get on the train if you don't get off. And the Mexican military sells them meals and things on the way. This is mainstream news. They then arrive in McAllen on the border, or they arrive by the border in San Diego, and they are disgorged. This is one of dozens of trains, but it's known as the Beast. A cargo train used by Mexicans and Central Americans to travel towards the U.S. border. I mean, they actually have official trains to do this. Derailed in the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca today, or last night, stranding about, I guess today is the day it happened, stranding about 1,300 migrants. Emergency services said many of the migrants aboard were young people, and nobody was injured when the train, nicknamed the Beast, came off the tracks. A spokesman for local emergency services said, since last October, more than 50,000, try about half a million, unaccompanied minors. Oh, look. Reuters uses the White House term. The White House said you will use the term unaccompanied minors or children. And they did. You use what? And again, 2 + 2 = 5. And you didn't build your business and you can keep your doctor even though you can't. You do what the Lord and Savior says. So I like it. Again, Jamie Foxx says he's Lord and Savior. Since last October, you would have thought Christ came back today with all the highways shut down in Austin, letting little people know what trash they are. Since last October, more than 50,000 unaccompanied minors, most from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, have been caught illegally crossing. They've been advertised to come in. 99%, according to a leaked ICE memo, are made legal. And then they're shipped deeper into the U.S. in air-conditioned buses. And the word is, if you can just get up there on the cargo train, and there's so many, they load the inside areas that are open, the open box cars, they load the top, and then they have to hang on to the sides to get in. Just so many piling on the trains so fast, tens of thousands a day. Dozens of trains a day arrive, 1,300 per train. I mean, look at some of those photos, just hundreds and thousands just piling in. Free welfare, voter ID, driver's license, Valhalla. And again, they're just giant, poor, desperate, ignorant masses that don't know any better. And I don't even blame them wanting to come here. A lot of them amputees, diabetes, you name it. They can't be taken care of. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. And this is just the beginning. But there's also gangs, MS-13, mules, narcotics traffickers, as the border completely collapses. I mean, this just makes my head spin how epic this is. Children say they're fleeing violence at home and hope they will be able to stay in the United States. Several days of heavy rain in southern Mexico may have caused the train to derail, authorities said. And AP and Reuters keep acting like no one knows why they're illegal or why they're showing up. Well, Obama gives them weekly awards and says, come on up. And Biden says, come on up. And 99%, it was 80%, weren't being deported a few months ago. 99%, 99%, 99, 99, 99, 99. Don't they have a song called 99 from the 60s? And it just goes on and on. I know they have a Misfits song that goes, we all want 38. We all want 38. We all want 38. 8, 8, 8, 8. The point is that there's 700 plus million people down there. The population is doubling every 23 years on average. And it is the conquering. And the joke is, it's true. You can say Europeans conquered things and built a lot of stuff. Also engaged in atrocities. The natives engaged in those as well. I'm not excusing any of it. It's just human activity. And now we're this civilized, trendy culture that are taught, you know, how to wear unmatching socks and have big beards and be trendy all day. And just 2 plus 2 equals 5. And then now the Democrats are being paid to bring them into their houses. It's a total racket, a total implosion. And you've got, by the way, I haven't even covered this yet. If you look it up, George Soros is behind the same open border society that overthrew Ukraine is behind this. And I need to get our writers, if you just search George Soros behind immigrant wave, he's publicly behind it as usual. You cannot get rid of him like cockroaches. Or like the plague, or like death and taxes. George Soros, when he was 14, 15, 16, 17, aided the Nazis in Romania and other areas rounding up fellow Jews, and gave a 60 Minutes interview proud of it, so he gets ADL awards. My grandfathers that fought the Nazis have been dead for a long time. One of them for 10 years, one of them for more than 20. They're dead in the ground, and George Soros, Evergreen, has $10 billion plus, is tax-exempt, and is just overthrowing, funding al-Qaeda groups, Arab Springs, Nazis overthrowing Ukraine, giant immigrant implosions, abortuaries, and he wants weed everywhere and legalized so everybody's stoned out of their gourd. And again, I'm against the drug war, but he's for legalization for the wrong reason. And by the way, I've figured it out. It's not legalization. They make you waive your rights for medical marijuana and go into the social services, and it's even worse than it being illegal. I mean, they just want a cut of it. Soros admits responsibility for the coup and mass murder in Ukraine. Go read the article. He's proud of it. And, of course, this human tick, this demon, this disease, this walking vampire. There it is. Soros and failure. I said failure because I'm having Freudian slips. Soros and fellow billionaires for open borders lobby GOP on amnesty last year. But if you look at it, he is behind it all. And Robert Rodriguez and their new race cult TV station. And he's getting money from Obama under the table on that, the word is. So that's, I mean, this is it. We are being conquered, period, by absolute total criminal activity. Look at this headline. Obama, no interest in border photo op. All he runs around getting money from rich Democrat billionaires that all have government contracts. Democratic rep says White House called me speaking out against the president saying he should be down on the border. pro-amnesty socialists flood Marietta City Hall. Amnesty activists hold signs stating, open the borders, Freedom Socialist Party, and immigrants welcome here. Our reporters got video of this. And ladies and gentlemen, they admit, no, we're going to flood the country and turn it socialist, Cloward and Piven. So you're for Cloward and Piven. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're taking over. You'll be in a fame of cat soon enough. Rule, power, rise, rise of the scum, rise of people that don't work, ruling everything, and the SWAT teams and helicopters are ours. America is ours.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is degenerating into a total tyranny. The West is also not having children. I don't care if it's Japan, Germany, or the United States. the establishment has decided to tie the corporate globalism to giant immigrant movements in the third world that way outnumber what's left in the West as a way to politically totally dominate what's left of Western values. It's that simple. Quote, Hispanics are having children. Whites and blacks aren't. So Hispanics have already basically inherited what's left of the West if they want it. But the globalists don't want that. But if you look at things from a racial perspective, the, quote, Hispanics have won from the Robert Rodriguez race base. And so that's why they go with it. But they add turn your guns in, have abortions, world government, socialism, men are bad. Why would Hispanics want to embrace something like that? Well, because it's dumbed down politically like everybody else. And so it's kosher and acceptable to be racist if you're Hispanic. And it's sold by the Spanish-speaking media, so it's perfect that other Americans don't know what's going on. And the Democrats are going back to their Klan policy that they left in the 60s of trying to get whites to be racist and be racially based. Whites rejected it because of Christian movements mainly. This is real sociology you're hearing, the real history. And so the Democrats then went into race-based politics with minorities. And now they've gotten the minority level up to majority. They go, part of being a minority is you don't have a man in the house. Part of being a minority is you turn your guns in. Part of being a minority is you're on welfare. That's how you beat what? The whitey. How do you beat a whitey if you're black? Kill your baby. So white people go to an abortuary, say don't kill your black baby. People come out and say get out of here, racist, and attack them. If you want to stick a suction needle in the back of a baby's head and suck its brains out, you'll be given literal awards. You can go to Southern Poverty Law Center events, ADL events, Planned Parenthood events. They give each other awards at these things. Awards. So this is how it works. Totally dumbed down, race-based system, total takeover society. A long segment's coming up. When we come back, Eric, Mike, OZ, Joe, Derek, and many others, we're going to go to all of you. As you hear callers hang up, it's your chance to call in. But finishing up with these headlines, one of the dozens of trains that arrives every day derailed with 1,300 illegal aliens from South America, Central America, allowed to travel through Mexico to the U.S. Again, Obama has no interest in border photo ops. Pro-amnesty socialists. This is the big article on Infowars.com that needs to go viral. We have a video and photos. Pro-amnesty socialists flood Marietta City Hall. They only had one person there before. It was pro-open border. But now they bust them in from L.A. And it says immediate legalization, unconditional legalization. Open the borders, socialism.com. And it has their phone number. Immigrants, welcome here. And then it just goes on. I mean, it's literal communists who just want to sit around on their fat butts all day and just wreck countries. And this is, and these immigrants from Central America have been primed to be communist. And it's game over, folks. Game over, man. They cut the power. Game over. Can we pull that up, please, from aliens? So, whatever. You know, the people that know how to produce and work will always be fine. It's the middle class, the lower middle class, and the working class. You're screwed. And this is going to hurt nobody more than it's going to hurt Hispanic Americans, who are really the future of America. And the globalists know that, and they want you under the wings of the New World Order, under the black wings of death and abortion, and you're going to be just like the black community now. Petition. Let's put up unaccompanied illegals at the White House. It's time Obama and Democrats take ownership of the problem. Infowars.com, put that petition out. Please go to Infowars.com and sign it. Governor Rick Perry breaks promise not to shake Obama's hand during meeting. Yeah, Perry always says the right thing and then does the wrong thing. I wouldn't be surprised if him and Obama weren't going to the Tunnel of Love on those little paddle swans they have down on the lake down there. Birds of a feather fly together. They might have had Michael Obama there as well. Sorry, I can't help it. That's just Obama's illegitimate son is Michael Obama from the Snapping Turtle. Obama, there is nothing happening at the border that I am not intimately aware of. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it. I need that clip coming back, guys. What an incredible clip.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen. The NSA is spying on everyone. We'll launder so much money through these illegals, you chump Americans. I'm a master gangster. Now take your vaccines, drink your fluoride.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion, with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride.
Drudge has the most incredible photo of the death train known as the Beast, with what looks like 5,000 or more illegals, not 1,300, coming into the United States. And again, these death trains arrive. People die falling off of them. And I'm not laughing because they're dying. I'm laughing because this country is such a joke. Let me hear Waylon Jennings for a minute. It'll make me feel better.
Raise your flames and die, sinner high.
Just a touch of sadness.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
And thunder.
And thunder. stars.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
You guys just got a music show.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close behind.
We're gonna ride.
I want to go to your phone calls. That's enough of me. Let me direct you, though, to InfoWars.com. Well, first, let's just read those Drudge headlines. There's so many more coming out. It's making my head spin at this point. Death train derails in Mexico. 1,300 migrants headed towards U.S. on one train alone. Photos, Obama laughs his way through border meeting. Perry, I don't know if he heard me. Houston black woman goes on epic rant about illegals. We have that video coming up. It's an awesome video. I'll play that after calls. Video, African-Americans confront immigrant supporters. Amnesty disaster for black workers. It's a disaster for Hispanic workers as well, except when you get a Spanish-speaking assembly line or restaurant or meatpacking, when you go, it's on record. I mean, it's taught in colleges now. It's been going on so long. Meatpacking restaurants, you name it. If you don't speak Spanish, you can't work there. Well, who does that hit? It hits poor whites and poor blacks. And that's just the way it is, folks. So get used to it. And again, once America collapses, it's not going to help Central and South America that is in collapse right now. Now, I noticed this morning, and Kurt Nimmo has documented it now at InfoWars.com. We put the petition up at about 2 o'clock yesterday at the end of the show to have the illegals, and of course it's a joke petition to point out what a fraud this is, to Democratic Party leaders' houses, the White House in D.C., have the Democratic Party with their billions of campaign contributions to pay for it. And we've had petitions that have gotten, again, 500,000 signatures and become national news that the White House has been forced to respond to. We've had a bunch of them. We hadn't done one in a while. I get up this morning about 6:37. I go in. There's one signature. Alex Jones, when I set up the petition. Biggs did one kind of like it, but I wanted to expand on it, so I did one with Kurt yesterday, and he wrote an article about it. And I thought, man, I've never seen that happen before. I usually get sign-ups immediately. It wasn't until about an hour ago that they took the block off. So Alex Jones' petition languishes on White House website, inoperable for more than 12 hours. That's a great headline, Kirby. You might just say, White House blocks illegal alien petition or something. Because, I mean, that's what they did. And see, they know. They have algorithms. If they block something right when it goes up, right when it goes on Facebook and Twitter, then people give up and leave. So even if they game this, we have to prove it's totally gamed with the petitions. This is where they act like they're listening to you. It has no effect anyways, except it publicly is a bully pulpit. Go to InfoWars.com. Go into the petition and sign it. Go into it and sign the petition that now has 496 signatures. Does anyone believe that? Does anyone believe that? So InfoWars.com, help us test this out. Now, before I go to your calls, I want to mention a few of the other headlines that are on the homepage of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ted Cruz, Democrats vote to ban books, repeal First Amendment. That's what they're currently doing. We've got British politicians in secret deal to allow mass public surveillance. Yeah, that's just like they're putting microphones up in public everywhere. They've been doing it for a long time, but now they're just announcing it to the slaves. Do I get any apologies now that everything I said has come true? It didn't come true. It was already there. Don't people understand that? Again, a very important video I shot yesterday paralleling Obama to Nixon and the need for impeachment. Obama must fall. I put out my case that the Republicans need to be scared as well. The system needs to be put in check. Well, if we just let him be a big criminal, that'll make the Democrats unpopular. No, it won't. He'll ship 20 million illegal kids in who are 15 years old. They'll be voting. With fake IDs, it's game over. Game over, man. That's what we're coming down to here. And again, I warned you about Obamacare and the giant screw job that it is. But people don't listen. They're like, shut up, crackerhead. You just don't want people getting some free health care, you racist, lazy cracker butt. I'm going to get me some free health care. And yeah, they just watered down Medicare, Medicaid that was already there down to almost nothing. Do we have the clip of Obama where he said that he's intimately aware of everything going on the border? And that's actually true. He's the one that basically ordered the whole thing open. Let's go to that clip.
Yeah, Jay Johnson has now visited, at my direction, the border 5 times. He's going for a 6th this week.
To help order the stand down.
He then comes back and reports to me extensively on everything that's taking place.
Jay.
So there's nothing that is taking place down there that I am not intimately aware of and briefed on.
By the way, stop right there.
This isn't...
When he goes places, he changes his accent slightly, and that's NLP-type weird mumbo-jumbo. I don't think it's even real at that point. That's like Hillary when she goes to Kentucky and goes, how y'all doing, mama? Good to see you today. And then when she, literally, we can play the clip. Then when she goes to New York, she's like, how you doing down here? It's good to see you. I talk like Bugs Bunny meets the Mafia. Hey, we're doing real well. Hey, Luigi over here. What's going on, eh? I mean, that's how fake it all is. He might be an android. In fact, I think he probably is actually a robot, and his wife is actually the merman from He-Man. I think it's official. I'm being sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen. Even though she didn't have to put on a Halloween costume, she is the merman. I wonder if she wears 6X underwear. 43,000 pairs of 6X underwear. That's how many illegals are going to ship in. They think they're going to have tens of thousands of people you have to special order underwear for. Probably while the train derailed. They put too many. I'm sorry. Folks, here's the deal. Latin America is collapsing, and I'm just laughing because all you idiot yuppies who can't get a job with all your fake, garbage $300,000, $200,000 degrees that have been a fraud for 20 years, all you were taught in college was how to be brainwashed and be a liberal, trendy, mindless fascist who goes around henpecking everyone. You're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a failure. You're an idiot. And only admitting that can turn this around. And we don't have long, dumb butt. Okay? I'm talking to all of you out there that think you've arrived because you're part of a surly, peer pressure gang mentality of snot-nosed behavior. You people are jokes. You've been promised you'll be the head of the new political class. You're going to be nothing. Anyways. I'm going to go back to your calls here, and just as I've never have gone to the calls, we're going to go to your calls here in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to be depressed about this, okay? I tried to put the fire out as Rome burned, but if everybody wants to dance around and have fun, then more power to you. But when this sucker goes belly up and you've got 101 million people that are on welfare, 70 plus million that would starve to death in a matter of weeks without it.
Game over, man. Game over.
Game over. It is serious game over. Can we just loop that for everybody? Just loop it, please. See, it's game over. We can't even play game over here now, ladies and gentlemen.
We have to set up the loop.
I don't even care if it's a loop. Just hit it over and over again. I need to hear game over, game over, game over. In fact, that can be the new American flag. Game over. And just everyone's an idiot but thinks they're a winner.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Exactly.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I love it. All you fake government people think you're invincible. You're nothing but a bunch of delusional narcissists imagining what big, powerful winners you are when you're incredible failures. And you know deep down you're cowardly scum. And everything you've got's going to be sucked out of you by the criminal operation. So you cower in fear to it. All right. Briefly here, ladies and gentlemen. I think I'm going to double down today with even more iodine. Now, I suggest you consult with your physician before you take the recommended daily allowance of the Survival Shield X2, we still sell the original, very powerful, pure iodine, purest out there until X2 came out, from the Deep Earth Crystals. Nobody else has this. All the other stuff's from seaweed base. And you can go see the videos at InfoWarsLife.com. And your support of the transmission funds this entire operation. Super Male Vitality is turning this job of the Hutt creature into a little closer to what I used to look like. And it's really helping me out a lot and just amazing. And Dr. Group is really cool doing this formulation for us, and it funds the operation. So if you don't want to run the white flag up, you might want to actually support us and buy some of the great products, but also get some really great products for yourself. So take the challenge. Get the Super Male Vitality. Get the Survival Shield X2 or the original Survival Shield. Get all the other great products at InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the informational videos there. See the incredible purple crystals for yourself. And find out from Dr. Group and others what they do and why this iodine is so special. Why iodine is so special, period. But this iodine is like iodine squared, in my view. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, we have InfoWarsStore.com with all the great books, videos, films, high-quality water filter discounted with promo code WATER. All we can do is take control of our own lives, get prepared ourselves, and wake others up. Because the whole world's going to go into crazy town from here on out. And I've been telling you that for years. Now it's here, the beginning. So, hey, at least we know what's going on. We're informed. And we're going to get to see the yuppies beg for mommy, which I don't get pleasure out of except at one level. Because the trendies and people, even though they've been brainwashed from birth, they've gone along with a lot of this. And they're not going to be smiling too much longer, are they? So, again, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And with the iodine, with the super male, we have the super female that's getting even more rave reviews from women. Women love the super male, but the super female, okay, it's good stuff. I haven't been taking it, but I've been taking the super male. I'm not wanting beer anymore either. I just want this. It's my little cocktail in the evening as well. Super male in the morning, super male at the lunchtime, super male in the evening. How's that song go? Love you in the morning, love you in the evening, love you in the something time. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Time too?
Who knows?
Dinner time?
Who knows? This is the totally unencumbered, uninhibited Alex Jones. I apologize. Let's go to your phone calls. Eric in Missouri. Obama is intimately aware of his precious little zombie children coming up that will be rolled into the new super state. What did you call about today, you evil person?
Alex, everything you just said was so racist, I just can't even believe it. This is Info Warrior calling from Missouri with some truth bombs for the public. Everybody can look up Google.com and Google Costco, former CEO. That's all you have to do. And you'll get the backstory to this story.
No, no, no. He ordered Dinesh D'Souza's book off the shelves, and I never even told this story. I was trying to do a distributorship deal. This is what the Democrats do. About a year ago, and I was told in the meeting, we're never going to put your coffee on our store shelves because you've talked bad about Costco. And I said, no, I haven't. Don't remember doing that. But and they said the date and what I had said about the CEO and the magazine I read from Costco, the free magazine they give out, about how wonderful Obama is and how wonderful socialism is. And literally, that's how controlled they are. And that's the system they're going to have where you don't have a job unless you work for El Jefe. I mean, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, I emailed the current Costco CEO, and I'm not going to name him because he actually replied to me. I was shocked. But I got their little PR release a few minutes ago, and it's basically a big, pathetic denial that they pulled.
We stopped carrying his book because it didn't sell, even though it was a bestseller.
In the middle of it, it says, Costco is not a bookstore. Our bookshelf space is very limited. We exercise discipline in the best utilization.
We're actually psychopathic black op commanders who put cancer viruses in the vaccine, and our life extension program for the Alpha Centauri's launch is on schedule.
Oh, excuse me, I'm liberal. Oh, give me everything or you're racist.
To political candidates or parties, left, center, right, or other, period. Costco does not have a political action committee. Meanwhile, Alex, the true info warriors, the guys with blood pounding through their eyeballs when they see this kind of bullcrap, the kind of people that...
Racist! 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 Russos. Hold on. CJ wants to say something. CJ said he went there and there was a giant pyramid of Hillary's book that isn't selling well called I'm a Bloated Disease Maggot. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was no copies of America, but Hillary's book was in a big old pile as big as Texas, untouched. No fingerprints on the covers, nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
There's a group of trendies dancing around it, chanting.
You're kidding.
No, I'm kidding. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were busy buying all brands.
Oh, my gosh. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, I'll just say that as soon as I got the email, I just replied, pathetic. The guy wrote back, oh, thank you. Sorry you feel that way, and good luck.
I was like, sorry, G.I., we just come in peace, lay down and take some shots, drink some water, feeling better now, the glands are shutting down, when your pancreatic cancer is going well, we're liberals, we're not psychopathic eugenicists or anything. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
I said, hey, forward my email to Jim Sinegal, your former CEO, who at the Democratic National Convention Wednesday night, the co-founder and former CEO of Costco, plugged President Barack Obama's investment in education and affordable energy, as well as his immigration policies.
Barack Obama saved me. Oh, Barack Obama. Thanks for raising taxes on poor people. You're so nice. Thanks for breaking all your promises. I feel so trendy right now.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Game over, man. Game over.
Obama thinks. He thinks Americans are done, and they sure like to act like it. Just like I told you, last year in Cyprus, they'd start taking everybody's bank accounts Europe-wide. That's now beginning. Germany and England. The bureaucracy's doing it. They don't care what the elected governments do. Black ops squads are standing by. This is a takeover. George Soros is right up there at the top laughing the whole time. And now they're going to collapse the whole Southwest and bring us into depression and pose as the saviors over that because they don't care. And Obama doesn't care about being popular. He cares about getting his job done. We're going to your calls. But here's an article that was up on DrudgeReport.com. It's from Infowars.com. Texas town, no quarter for illegals. They've passed a law saying they're not going to store them in government buildings there. Well, the Justice Department says that's not allowed. You will house them with your local tax money, and then the feds will give them the free welfare and the voting cards. Here's one of the videos with Houston residents freaking out about what's happening, because Houston's probably already about 50% illegal, 20% Hispanic, 30% black, 10% white or something, I don't know. Is that 110%? I don't know. Let's go ahead and something like that. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
These illegal immigrants don't have nowhere to go, so y'all gonna come over here to our neighborhood, open the school up for them, really? Is that right?
Now, wait a minute.
Anybody think that's right?
To say Bernadette Lancelin is angry would be an understatement.
She's black, though. She can't.
That the parents are in poor living conditions or surroundings or whatever's going on out there, I don't care.
Why does she support Don Johnson?
I care about what's going on right here in my own backyard, my neighborhood.
Lancelin says she's raised three children and six grandchildren in the Trinity Garden neighborhood around Terrell Middle School. She made her feelings known as officials from FEMA, Health and Human Services, and the General Services Administration toured the building to determine whether it could be used as a temporary shelter for unaccompanied Central American children.
Then they're borrowing money to open it up. Money that could be given to this school.
That's enough. That's enough. I said I got calls.
It's not fair. It's not right.
Full video on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com. There's a bunch of videos. Well, listen, here's the deal, lady. You paid with your tax money for that school. It isn't yours. It's the North American Union's
conference.
What's going to keep them from escaping here and just moving around?
They're going to be released, lady. You didn't know that?
Right. What's going to keep them behind these gates? Mm-hmm. Security, really? They can't even control the border.
Spoken like a true terrorist and a racist. If you say 2 + 2 = 4, you're a terrorist. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the total joke. And notice the reporter calls them unaccompanied children. Obama says you will now call them unaccompanied children. Everyone goes and salutes. Yes, sir. I mean, you will not use the word bossy. I will not use the word bossy. I mean, this is just a total joke.
It's game over, man. It's game over.
Derek in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I find it outrageous that abortion is somehow accepted as women's rights, and yet people who choose to home birth is condemned and the risk of CPS investigating them.
Well, because they don't want the kid born, but then if it's born, they want to take it away and get it in the hands of the state. I mean, period. Good parents are the number one target of CPS on record.
Right.
I mean, I see stories all the time where they know a kid's not getting fed, dying, and they leave him there to die. But if it's a good Christian family, SWAT teams are coming. Anything else, sir? Go ahead. You've been holding.
No, just really witnessing this moral decline in this country where so many people don't stand for anything. And that people.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 1 minute. You're absolutely right. More calls coming up in the next hour. It's more than moral decline.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.